There was a time when Japanese car makers felt a certain kind of discrimination in the United States. Americans felt threatened. And when you talk to people at Toyota, you sense they're still on the alert for a backlash. The company is now among the biggest sellers in America, surpassing Chrysler to become one of the big three. Yesterday, the NPR Business Report took us to a Toyota plant in Kentucky, and today we will meet the president of Toyota Motor North America. Jim Press joined the company in 1970, leaving a job at Ford, at a time when foreign automakers were not exactly welcome.
One of the first things that happened after I left Ford was that Henry Ford said they were going to push us back into the ocean. We were having demonstrations. People were crushing cars. There was a lot of animosity at the time.
Did you ever think about what you were doing and whether it made sense?
When I left Ford, I was young, and I could see things that could be done a lot better. And when I went to Toyota, it seemed like all those things that could be done a lot better were being done that right.
Was that difference in approach born of necessity for Toyota? If you're GM, you've got millions of customers. They're in the habit of buying GM products. But if you are trying to build a new market in the United States for Japanese products, they've got to be assembled a different way and sold a different way.
No, I think it's from the DNA of the founding family. The Toyota family very strongly still has their name on the building and a big influence in the company. And the original founding of the company was to enrich society.
Give me an example of a car that enriches society, as you said, as opposed to a car that maybe sells well but doesn't.
Probably right now our best example is the Prius.
This is your best-known hybrid car you're talking
about.
It's
our hybrid. It produces about 90% less emissions. It's got the interior and the performance of a mid-sized car. And it's a good business for us.
You told the New York Times not long ago that you think everybody in America is going to be driving a hybrid eventually. How would that come about?
It's going to come about because of if you want to be able to have your own car and truck and drive when you want, where you want, you've got to look long-term at the factors that will have a big impact on that. The availability of oil, the effect of burning carbon-based oil on global warming, the geopolitical aspects of sourcing oil from other countries. All of these factors make it more important for us to be as efficient here in America as a lot of people are in other parts of the world.
Your company seems to have acted on that belief by marketing the Prius and having a big success there. General Motors, to give another example, though, is betting on a different technology, these hydrogen cells. What makes you think that you've picked the right technology that consumers ultimately will take at almost 100% rate?
Actually, we have already started leasing fuel cell vehicles for evaluation. We were the largest producer of pure electric vehicles, and we're still recycling our electric vehicle fleet. The reality is that the hybrid system makes all of those much more efficient. It combines the best of both worlds of the internal combustion or fuel cell and electric. And when you do that, you have a much more efficient drive system than anything else.
Mr. Press, one other question. As you look at Toyota's increasing success in North America, you must ask yourself, what action should we avoid that would provoke the kind of backlash that you remember from your early days at the company?
Back then, it was more black and white. International companies were a far smaller impact. Today, Ford owns Mazda and Volvo. Is Mazda a Japanese company or an American company? Toyota is a global company. But here in North America, we want to be the best local company we can possibly be.
Well, Jim Press, thanks very much for taking the time.
It's my pleasure.
Jim Press is the president of Toyota's operations in North America, and you can also hear our report from inside one of Toyota's U.S. assembly plants at npr.org.